You are listening to episode 66 of Tea Time, the podcast with Casa Marina. And on this episode, we are covering how to prepare for your live video event. We're going to cover the tips that I have for you to prepare for the live video. I shared some examples of some basic things that people do on a live video as content that helps them rake in hundreds of views, and you won't even guess what it is. And using branded templates in your life, a deeper level of brand building that converts. So these are some of the things that you can expect in today's episode. So let's get into it. Hey y'all, it is Monday and it is day three. Welcome back to day three of my Instagram Live series, my Instagram Live bootcamp, to help you get over your fears and get prepared for your first live video and how to use live video in your business. Like, for these 5 days, we've started going over, well, first day was just super chill, laid back, why it's important to go live, why it's important to use live in your video. Hey Arlene, hey Grace Farms, photos, and everyone joining. So we just basically laid the groundwork of like why live is still crucial, still so important, and how you can use it. Then of course we really kicked things off on day two, which was last week Friday, where we talked about mindset. And then today we are here to like plan and prepare for your actual live. And tomorrow, I'm gonna drop the graphic again. I didn't drop the graphic to promote today's own, but that's fine. Tomorrow, we're going to be touching on actually going live, and we're going to like talk about promoting your live, little things that you need to remember while you're going live, and it's a bit of preparation, but I didn't want to do it for today. Like, whatever tomorrow is about, it's like all the things that you're going to actually do on the day. So I guess you could say promoting the live should fall under today. So I'll touch on it a bit and then recap again tomorrow. So you have to promote your live and then actually go live. And just a little things to like help you have a very smooth live without like any bumps, you know, the interruptions. I'll tell you how to prepare for all of that. Speaking of which, one of my tips is to plug in my phone while I go live. That is the trick. Even if your phone is fully charged, like, just always make it a habit to plug in your device, whether you're using a tablet, phone, laptop. Make sure you're plugged in, because you don't want your live to end mid-live. All right, so it's Monday. How are you guys? How are you all today? I am easing into my Monday, honestly. Yesterday was my daughter's birthday, and I'm still like, I was so tired this morning. I had to like give myself an extra hour or two. And honestly, like, regardless of what you're doing, I feel like for me, I'm all about the 3-day weekend, because 2 days is just not enough between the week before and the week after. So if your 3-day weekend could start on a Friday, and it'd be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or it'd be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, like, that's how I tend to interchange. Like, if I have to go out, it's too short. I have things to do domestically at home. I need to rest, I need to recover. Like, I need that recovery day built in to a weekend, or else I'm not going anywhere. So like, if I know I worked on Friday and I have to have a super packed Monday, I don't want to go anywhere on the weekend, because it just doesn't work out for me. So I need that day to recover. But because I'm committed to this live series, and I know it's at 11 a.m., you know, instead of not doing it or canceling, I just give myself a few extra hours. But whew, yeah, 3-day weekends need to be a thing. 5-day working weeks and 2-day weekends, it's a very outdated concept, and that's a whole other discussion. But I consume a lot of that type of content, and I'm just like, when you really understand the history of how it was established, like, we weren't born, like, the world wasn't born with this built in. Like, somebody made that rule up, so we can change it. Like, I think we should change it. We need to focus more on efficiency rather than packing in hours. And the fact that they want us to go back to the office, and I say us because I just mean as a society, just goes to show that they don't care about efficiency, you know? So anyway, let's dive into today's live and rant. All right, so let me get my first slide. All right, so before you go live, the first thing that you need to do is plan your topic, all right? First, and I'll get into that later on, amen, true freedom. All right, so first you wanna plan your topic, all right? But before you can plan your topic, you need to know the goal, which we'll get into later on. But first things first, you need to establish a really good topic, something that people are really interested in, or that you have noticed that there's a gap in the market, or that you see that your audience or people in your industry, well, the customers or the clients, the people who you are here to serve, you're seeing that they are struggling within a particular area. There may be some misconceptions in your industry that you might want to tackle. Focus on what the topic is going to be. Make sure it's value-packed and it's really going to really cause transformation. Yes, it's free content, but you want it to be something that's so packed with value that it's really helpful. All right, once you figure out what your topic is, create an outline of bulleted points. So back in the day when I used to do Tea Time Tuesday on Facebook, or just in general, I used to go live on Facebook, with trial and error, I found that I had all of these points, and it was super helpful for me to have a Google Doc open or my notes app on my phone with the bullet points to kind of keep me on track with my points. Or I don't want to come off of a live and I was like, oh shoot, I forgot to talk about X, or I missed this point. So brain dump all your points onto a piece of paper, then structure it, clean it up. Maybe two of your bullet points or three of your bullet points are relatively the same point, and then you can clean it up and refine it as you go along. Right, as we talked about on Friday, which was mindset, having bullet points also helps you to curb your nerves, because you get to focus on what you're here to talk about. You're here to focus on the value that you're here to provide, rather than any other self-defeating thoughts like, oh, you know, who's watching that's probably laughing or criticizing me. And most of the time people aren't. They might think, oh, this isn't resonating, or this is not interesting to me, and they'll exit. And again, the mindset shift that you can have with that is that that's not your target audience. Like, whoever is not interested in what you have is not, or what you're talking about, isn't interested in what you have to offer them as a business anyway. So it's fine if someone doesn't resonate. It's fine if people leave the live. Just focus on who you are here to serve, right? So having those bullet points is going to help keep you on track. It's going to keep you focused. It's going to keep you from rambling and keep your message concise, and also help curb the nerves. Hey guys, this is just a quick break in the show to remind you that if working with me has been on your mind, or you've been thinking of working with me in this quarter or next quarter, then head on to the link in the show notes and click that link. It will take you to the waitlist. Get on the client waitlist. It's, you know, it's obligation free. You don't have to stress that, oh, I'm not ready for discovery call or anything like that. But at least get on the client waitlist, because this is a very special space and place for those who are interested in working with me. It's literally like sitting in a waiting room and waiting your turn and just letting me know that, okay, you are thinking of working with me, so that I can create the resources and they send you the information that you need to help you make the decision to decide that we're the right fit. And then we can hop on a discovery call to discuss further how I can assist you in this season in your business. So if you have been
ever toying with the idea of working with me, especially if it's in this quarter or the next one, you definitely need to get on the client waitlist. Just head to the link in the description of the show notes of this podcast. Enter your name, your email, and you will be good to go, because I am really focusing on the client waitlist. They are getting first priority to know when spots open up or any new offers come out, and just basically the first to know of how you can work with me.
Tip number two. So now you are going to take those bullet points, bonus, you can now take those bullet points and turn them into branded slides, like what you're looking at here. And what this does is that it makes your brand look polished, it looks professional, and it makes it look like you actually give AF, right? It gives that impression that because you put that extra foot forward, that you really care about what you do. And it also gives a different layer of know, like, and trust factor, because somebody who put this together, I could only imagine what working with them is like. I could only imagine what their customer service is like. I could only imagine just what it's like to buy from you, or whether it's a product or a service, because you put so much effort into just putting out this free piece of content. Now, I'm not saying that you have to create slides all of the time, but create a template so that it's easy, right? And this was done in Canva. You have, I literally just took my bullet points and dropped it into here and formatted it just a tad so that it's presentable and for the audience in mind. So it's no longer for my notes, but it's really for you to follow along, all right? So that's the good thing of having those bullet points, and then you have these branded templates. You can just pull the bullet points and now turn them into slides really quickly, really easily, and it's really fast. But again, no pressure that, oh my gosh, I have to keep up this image all of the time. It's not keeping up an image, it's just having professionalism and no pressure to always have slides done. Feel free that if you feel like, hey, I have a message on my heart and my spirit and I need to talk about it right now, it's okay to just turn on the camera and, you know, do a quick brief live that's, you know, a bit unplanned, or maybe you didn't have the time to prep a live in advance where you promote it, etc., etc. The whole point is that you're utilizing live video and you have those scheduled lives, you have those scheduled days, but not all the time. It's not realistic to always have slides. But most importantly, before you even go live or do a live, even if it's not planned or, you know, just spontaneous, whip out your phone, grab a piece of paper really quickly. What are the three main points that I want to make? Always have your bullet points outlined. That is such a lifesaver, right? The next benefit with having these slides is that it lends us a visual aid. So if you were here for day two, you would have seen I showed like screenshots of my first live. So it's a great way to show examples. It's a great way to show your product without having, like, let's say this is the product. I can do a live where I have the product in the video with me. And then you can have a live where you show your product being used by your customers, the different features. You can illustrate certain parts of it. You know, you could really turn it into a professional slide deck. Keeping in mind, yes, it's vertical and there's only so much space, but you are going to create the slides in a way that you can't pack too much into it, but just be mindful and conscious, like, hey, I could only fit maybe like one image, two images at most, and then you illustrate to people what they're looking at. All right, so it's really great for even having like infographics, for showing social proof, for even referencing maybe a quote someone huge in the industry said, and you can have like a picture of them. It really does add a different layer of professionalism, and not only professionalism, but really showing people that I did my research. You know, I'm not just talking for talking's sake. Like, I did my research. This is what I've found, and you are now here connecting the dots and showing people why they need X, Y, or Z. All right, loving the hearts. Thank you. I'm glad this is resonating and that it is helpful. I'm just gonna, before I move on to my last slide, today is a really brief live. Tomorrow is gonna be longer because there are a lot more to dive into. We need 4-day work weeks and more remote because it makes no sense having everyone here. All right, let me know if you guys have any questions about the topic. Feel free to drop any questions or comments about how you feel about going live, what are you struggling with, etc. All right, so let me switch to my next slide. Right, so as I mentioned at the beginning of this live, you want to identify the goal, all right, of why you're going live. And obviously you will do this first to help you choose a suitable topic, right? So everything has a goal. You have to understand your why. Like, why am I doing this? Why am I going live? Yeah, sure, Cassia told you that you need to go live and you need to utilize live video to connect with your audience. But you, every topic or every session or every series will have a goal. So for example, my goal of this live was to promote the podcast that's coming up, and it's not only for that, but it was really for me to get back in the groove of going live myself. So I was like, you know what, let me create a challenge out of it and let me share with people like why live video is so important, right? Because I understand it's important, I am using it myself. Okay, so that's how I got my topic, the Instagram Live Bootcamp, because I know people struggle with that. And now I am sharing my story, and not only my story, but how I overcame similar struggles, how I was able to maintain consistency, how I was able to grow my business and my brand using live video. So I'm taking the opportunity to even share my experience with live itself, because it fits the goal, which is to get more people using live as well as myself getting back into the groove of it. I hope that makes sense. So you want to figure out, what is the goal? Why are you going live? Are you going live to beat a misconception? What is the problem that you find that you are seeing? The problem I found that I was seeing is that more people don't understand how important going live is in terms of using live video for sales. I think so much focus right now is on reels and TikTok and short form content. But if you notice, even on TikTok, so many people go live on TikTok, right? Sometimes I go on TikTok and it takes up like my notification sections, is like it takes up the whole screen and then I see my notifications. People are using live. There's some accounts on TikTok that I'm not even following, but it shows up. That's just how TikTok works. Like, you don't have to be following a particular account in order for them to push their live in your feed. So all of this to say that they, like I said on Friday and Monday, I mean day one, which was Thursday, these platforms want you to go live. So if you feel like you are not being seen enough, if you feel like you are not getting the reach and the engagement on your Instagram or any platform, utilize live video to get that engagement and get your account back into people's feed and your content in front of people's eyes. Right, these platforms want you to use the features, and live is no different. When I realized that on TikTok, I was like, wait, someone doesn't have to be following me for my video to show up, and vice versa, because I've discovered some things on TikTok that I probably would not have watched if I did not find them let's say in their short form content to be like, okay, yeah, I like this account, I'm gonna follow it. The most random things pop up. And sometimes it's overwhelming seeing how many people are going live. It's up to you to decide, hey, I'm interested in this, I'm gonna watch this. You know? So there are people on lives peeling an egg, and a lot of people are watching. Why are they peeling an egg? I have no idea. And this is not a cooked egg. This is a raw egg. And one night I couldn't fall asleep. So I watched because I was invested. I was like, I want to see what this looks like in the end. It was so satisfying seeing them take their time and peel an egg. So you can't tell me that you can't go live or what you have to say isn't interesting enough because people are watching people peel an egg. All right, so another mindset shift. Use live video. All right, so in terms of that, the next point I have here, and the last point is stay focused on the goal. So now the goal gave direction to the why and gave direction to the topic. You would have built your bullet points. Now to close off, what is the call to action? You might have several call to actions. I know in my business I have several call to actions. But you want to choose an appropriate call to action. You can't, I won't say you can't, but you don't want to give people too many things to do. So you want to focus on maybe one main call to action and make a note of like, well, what else in my business do I have going on? What would I want to point people to? Do I want to tell them go visit the website? Do I want to tell them join my email list? Do I want to tell them, you know, we're having a special sale in the next 24 hours? Figure out what the call to action is. I have tons of call to actions because I have a podcast, I have a newsletter, I have new services that you can go and check out. So you can go download the welcome kit. I have a freebie. I have actually a few freebies. So I have to figure out like all of what is most relevant to what's happening in business right now. And then figure out, okay, what do I really want people to do? Yes, people are peeling an egg. So all I have to do is No, you want to go do, you want to curate content and go live on things as it relates to your business and your brand. So it does not necessarily have to be so specific that, okay, well, I do X, so I'm just gonna talk about X. You could, you know, look at your content from a bird's eye view and think about what do people need to know about 3 steps before they are ready to work with me. You know, start having those conversations, start having the conversation around like common pitfalls, mistakes, signs you need to work with, things like that. All right, so let me know what questions that you guys have. Let me know if you want these slides, and I will send them out with my newsletter. I do plan to take the audio from these lives, and yeah, I do plan to take the audio from these lives. Hopefully, it wasn't like too echoey or anything. From these lives, and put it on the podcast and link to the slides in the show notes at some point in time. I can't say how soon because I'm working on my first 3 podcast episodes, and then I would publish these there for replay purposes that people could listen to later on, etc. etc. All right, so be sure to subscribe to the podcast because it is launching this week. I have it tentatively for tomorrow, but I don't know if I may have to push it back, but it's definitely coming out this week. So go on over to casamarina.me/podcast, click subscribe so that you are subscribed to the podcast and you never miss an episode. And once you are on the newsletter, you will get podcast episodes delivered straight to your inbox as well. In terms of the Q&A, J.R. Singh is asking about a question that isn't relative to today's topic. So hit me up in the DM and I'll see how best I can assist because I have a question or two for you. I need a bit of clarification on your question in order to be able to better answer the question. How did you do your life with a background? Not sure if you spike. Oh, spoke on it. Right. So these backgrounds are actually templates designed in Canva that you can design in Canva as well. And there's a feature on Instagram where you can put a picture up on the screen. Now, instead of just putting a picture of, let's say, you have a picture of your product that's going to fill up the whole screen in a kind of messy way and stretch the image. You can create slides and place the photo and plan and prepare your lives in advance, knowing, okay, I'm going to talk about X and I want to showcase these things. You can create slides where, you can show people your website, any relevant information, links, and whatnot. I don't know, maybe I should create. I should share this template, this Canva template, and then you can put in your brand colors and your logo. Yeah, I should do that. Okay, so I will do that, and you can circle back to this live because this replay is going to be available on my feed. And I will create a Canva template and I'll put the link in the description. Or I might put it somewhere where you need to go somewhere to access it. But either way, I'll do it and keep an eye out. I'll let you know where you can find it. Just check the description. The description will have the information on how to get the template when I customize it a bit, because I wouldn't give it to you in this exact format. I'll just make like a really plain one, but you will change and put your colors. So this box here that I am in, okay, I'm going to be designing around this box or placing the information in this white area. And then the color below, which my brand colors is black, I just put it solid black because I know the comments are going to be coming up in that area. And you have to keep in mind, you don't want to use a light color because the comments come up in white. So you want to use a dark color. So that is how I kept that in mind, right? So I'll create a template and share it with you all. That is actually a really good question. All right, so if you are now joining this live, go back and watch the replay of day three, get caught up with the series. If you found that it was useful, it was interesting, you can start from day one. Day two, day three, and then join us back here tomorrow for day four, where I'm going to go into things like this a little more, the templates, little tips and tricks just for your life to run really smoothly. We're going to talk about like promoting your life and other little things. And as we segue into the actual day of you going live, a good live, the two main things that you need is good audio, so you can have a mic. Sometimes the mic on your device may not be the best, so get a mic. You might not have one like this. You can use one of these. Let me see if you can see it, right? And connect that. And then you want to have very good camera quality, and sometimes it's not even the camera, you just sometimes need better lighting. So make sure you have good lighting. If you don't have a ring light, then go live during the day where you're facing a window, or if you're gonna go live at night in the evening time, you want to make sure and have a ring light. So those are some key things you want to ensure that you have to prepare for the day of the live. You want to make sure you have that audio unlock, you have those visuals unlock, which is good lighting and a decent camera. Make sure and wipe the lens. And then the day of the live, well, we'll talk about that tomorrow for day four, which is actually going live. That's the topic for tomorrow. Let me see. I'm just gonna catch up on the comments quickly before I wrap up. Canva gets a lot of hate from designers, but it's not all terrible. Yeah. Listen, I used to be a Canva snob, I'm not gonna lie. But when I discovered that it's actually faster for me to complete certain things, I still use Adobe programs for professional work. But when it comes to the day-to-day marketing of your business, whether it's for your business or maybe you're a social media manager or graphic designer managing people's accounts, it's faster to use Canva sometimes. It's so quick. So I just don't see the point in spending more time on my own marketing than I need to. Like, no, we want to be efficient. And another thing that helped me with, being not a Canva snob is that it's not about the tool. It's about your skill set. You can have Adobe. If you can use Adobe, you can use Canva. You know what I mean? I feel like people rely on the actual tool to make themselves feel like they're a professional or they're an expert. And there are many people who use Canva and they just can't because that's not their zone of genius. That's not their skill set. Right? So there's absolutely nothing wrong with graphic designers using Canva. I've actually put a few on and they would come back to me and be like, I see what you were saying. You're right. Yeah, Canva is a shit. Sheryl said that's a challenge because when I'm typing, it's coming up by the white area, so I can't see what I'm typing and any errors. So keep that. Oh, okay. Canva is amazing. I use it all the time. I've been for about 5 years. I have one of those tiny mics. It's $30 in Port of Spain. Whoa. $30. Okay. Well, you see, you don't need to expense yourself, and that's why I showed the tiny mic, because you don't have to go and spend a ton of money to go live. The whole point is invest in the equipment so that you could put forward a quality product. Not expense yourself. It's not about you. I would never like promote this. Oh, you need to have this, 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 and this. No, you can start somewhere. It's the main message here is that you want to put forward something of quality. All right. So I think that is it for today. Be sure to share this live if you found it useful. Share it with a friend. Comment on the replay. Tag a business owner. Share it to your stories. But I will be back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for day 4. Bye. Have a great Monday, a productive one.
Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, got any value from it in the least, I would really appreciate if you would head on over and leave a review of this podcast. I thank you so much in advance. I appreciate each and every one of you who tune in. But when you leave a review, it really helps this podcast grow and to reach more people. So if you could really leave a review, I would definitely appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening.